Thank you for calling XPO. My name is Rebecca. How may I assist you?
Hi, Rebecca. I'm trying to get a quote built for a customer, and I had no luck.
Right. We're not supposed to discuss price. Is this a Home Depot rep?
Yeah. Well, right. I'm a Home Depot associate calling on behalf of a customer.
Have they done a measure?
Yeah, there is a measure.
Do you have
there's no quote in the measure proposal.
Okay. Do you have the store number, your store number, and the PO number?
Yeah, the store number is 1324.
1324.
PO number. That's correct.
Okay.
And the PO number is 244-09341.
Okay. So I don't know if your management has gotten it down to you guys. As it stands, we're not able to do any cuts to countertops or cabinets until EPA licensor is acquired. We've been working on that, and then I'm just making you aware because so many people aren't.
Okay, got it.
And then after that, we'll only be able to cut wood and formica countertops due to silicate particles in the air being an issue.
Got it. This is actually a wall unit install.
Right. So if it doesn't fit exactly, that might be the deal. So if it requires cuts or any modifications to fit it, then it's highly likely that it's not going to be able to be put in until your corporate gives us the go-ahead to start doing cabinet and countertop modifications. But Rep called in for an update on a bid, attached the specs to DMS. So Gerald McLean at 1211 has emailed this over to the technician's office for a rebid to let you know if it will fit or not. So we're still waiting on that. We typically aren't going to hear back until the next day because these service providers are out today performing, you know, measurements and installation.
Yeah. I mean, I initially called like on Friday or Saturday.
Right.
They told me it would be done by like Sunday. So I waited till Monday.
That's really weird that they would say Sunday because we don't operate on Sunday.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, she said it would take about 48 hours, and that was on like either Friday or Saturday, so I just assumed.
Right, I mean, I'm looking.
Yeah, it's already Monday.
Yeah, so. There's notes. I see where you spoke to somebody here on Saturday, so keep in mind corporate home office is closed until that following Monday. It looks like a manager in corporate home office got this email from our rep at 1211 today.
Okay.
And sent an email over to the service provider for a rebid. So I would assume we can go with 24 hours from that or 48 hours from that point because that's when home office actually got the request.
Okay. Do you guys reach out to the customers once this quote is built? Or?
Well, with Gerald McLean being the one to send that over, he's in management at corporate home office. I can definitely send an email advising, you know, to please update the customer on their end because I know the technicians don't typically reach out directly to the customer. But whoever gets that update should.
Okay, because I know the customer has the appliance.
Right.
And from what I understand, it is practically the same one. It just needs to be installed. You guys still have to confirm that, whether or not it's an acceptable. But from what the customer told me, that it was. There was also a previous measure on this with some notes in there. I just thought you guys might have transferred that or could have transferred those over to this one, seeing that this is a recent measure. So, you know, that way we could have a quote that's actually built and the customer could get some.
Right. As far as it's been explained to me, a measure is good for 30 days.
Right.
So, again, with this, a lot of orders that were purchased before this EPA stuff happened, it's been a weird thing. So if there's any custom labor needed to get that in, even if it's just a quarter of an inch, we're not able to do that until Home Depot Corporate lets XPO Corporate come through. I'm trying to load the measure here so I can take a look at what it says on it. I'm just having an issue getting it.
There's nothing. There's nothing on it except for the cutout dimensions. All it has is the date, the customer's name, the store number, and the PO. And the cutout dimensions. There are no notes in here or anything. It's empty. It's blank. That's why, you know, and the customer had this measure over a week ago. Last time I talked to someone at XPO, they told me they have a two-day lead time from the measure. So I thought you guys would be in touch with the customer, and she would be able to have her her wall unit installed on the day it was delivered. It was delivered on Saturday. She gave me a call, and you know, she's still trying to get her oven installed. And yeah, there's nothing on the clock. I can't tell her nothing because there's really nothing here.
Right.
I can't, you know, say hey, you guys won't do it because you know it needs extra cuts or you know the
right.
other quote did have like labor. Mm-hmm. Labor charges, but that was in December.
Right, and that was before in March when we were told we can't do any custom labor.
Okay.
So you guys, I don't think even have custom labor SKUs or cut SKUs, mod SKUs in your system until that's all hammered out.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah,
so
especially.
I don't know
what right.
Yeah.
I would, Gerald McLean is in management. He's far more powerful than me as far as what he can get done goes, and he was the last person to touch this order. What I will do is go ahead and get him a direct email asking him to please update you as soon as possible on this because this customer made this purchase back in December. We do have a meeting with XPO tomorrow where we can inquire as to whether or not that EPA licensor is in place yet. From what I can tell, they're going to let us know when it happens because this is everybody's losing a lot of business because of this. But they're looking at $5,000 fines for cutting the wrong type of disturbing paint with lead in it is basically the whole issue.
Got it. Oh, okay. Got it. I can.
District manager is supposed to let you guys know, but it's been my experience that hasn't happened so far. So there's a lot of confusion.
I have not heard nothing about it.
At this point, what they've told us is if the unit can't just go in there without any modifications, an outside contractor would have to install it. But again, I'm getting this over to corporate as well as Gerald, letting them know that you called in and that they need an update as to whether or not the model that they sent over for rebid, that you guys sent over for rebid, if that will fit with no modifications.
Okay.
Okay.
It works for me. I appreciate it.
Well, that way she'll have somebody working on it from both the after hours and tech line and corporate home office, because when the customer calls customer service, they'll get corporate typically. But you're calling after 5, so you're going to get me today. But yeah, I'll get that sent over, and then if I get a response back, I'll reach out to the customer and update them myself.
Okay, I appreciate it.
It's not a problem. Sorry for the stress. That's really
That's
messed
okay.
us up for everything sold before March. Like, I think it was March 22nd when they came out with that announcement.
Okay. Yeah, I had no idea. I had no idea. I do understand the lead, you know.
Right.
Yeah,
but we were just
I
not... you know, making mods on houses built prior to 1977. And then then they came back with nothing until we say otherwise. So.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. It's how it has to do with the EPA.
Wow. Okay. I get it now. Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate everything. And, yeah, I'll just try back later unless you guys come up with something to contact the customer and let her know. And
even if it's, hey, you're going to have an outside contractor do this, and we can explain why, if necessary.
Okay. Okay. So I'll just wait for whatever you guys, you know, whatever information that you get before letting her know that she has to get an outside contractor.
Right. Definitely. Definitely.
Okay.
I'm saying if they come back with, we can't do this because of mods.
Got it. Yeah.
We can let them know, but we'll definitely ask them to send your COS and appliances email that information.
Okay. All right. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Take care. I apologize for the craziness, but I thank you for speaking with me here at XPO.
Yeah. Oh, it's beyond your control.
You have a good
one. All right. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You too.